Okay, Mishnah Yod, the Mishnah says, Ketzer Mevatla. How does he mevatle it? How does he cancel it? How does he nullify the Avodah Zarah? In other words, what we're talking about again, we're talking about the Asherah tree. What we are going to talk about in the next Perek, in Perek Dalet, is the concept that we know that an Avodah Zarah is Asher Vana. So we talked about how you make it into an Avodah Zarah. That's what we talked about so far. But there is a way to cancel the status of an Avodah Zarah. A guy can cancel the status. He can nullify the Avodah Zarah from having the status as an Avodah Zarah. And we're going to discuss various ways that he can do it. So now we want to know, for an Asherah tree, how does a guy go about nullifying it? How does he go about removing that status of Avodah Zarah? So it says the Mishnah, Ketzer Mevatla, how does he cancel it? How does he nullify it? Kirsim v'zered. If he did like some sort of pruning to the tree, where he was taking off pieces of dead wood from the Asherah tree, and he's not just taking it off to help the tree, he's doing it because he wants firewood. V'zered, or if he's also like a form of pruning, like trimming the tree. But this time, when he's doing it, he's not removing the dead, pieces of wood. He's removing, perfectly moist, healthy pieces of branches. Not tamimena makel, if he took a stick from it, again, he's taking a stick that he's going to be using for himself. Or, sharvet, or he removes, like, some sort of, also could be like a stick, but, some sort of a stick, a twig. Afilo ala, even if he removed, just an individual leaf from the Asherah tree, and he's doing it for himself. So, Hareza Betela, the tree, the Asherah tree, is now batel. It's now nullified. It no longer has the status of Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's permitted to have enough from that. Shifaya Letzarka, so Shifaya is from a lashon of like a rubbing, Leshof, Leshafshef, is to rub. So here it means when you rub the tree, in other words, what you're doing is you're chipping away at it, you're scraping it down. So Shifaya Litzarka, if he scraped it down, to shave off these chips from the Avodah Zarah, but if he does it Litzarka, for its needs, for the purposes of the tree, if he does that to help the tree, maybe to make it look nicer, whatever it is, Asura, it's prohibited. Now, the tree is still Asura now because he's not removing things from the tree for himself, he's removing things from the tree to help the tree, to make it look nicer, to make it healthier. Shalola tzarka, but if he's not removing it for its needs, he's not removing he's not rubbing it down, he's not scraping away at the chips for the tree's needs, he's doing it for himself, mutaris. Then it's permitted. Why does it become permitted over here? In other words, if it's for the purposes of the tree, it's usher. If it's not for the purposes of the tree, it's permitted because he's not helping the tree anymore. That's an act to show that he's undermining the Avodah Zarah. In fact, all these things are. If he's doing it in a way where he's undermining the Avodah Zarah, showing that he's disregarding it, so then it's fine, then the tree is clearly cancelled. But if he's not disregarding, if he's not undermining it, he's doing things to help it, so then the tree is going to be usher. Okay.